The following is a sponsored program on WBT.
October is in session, as is the Carolina Outdoors, and I'm glad that you are joining us. If you're listening to us via the airwaves of WBT Radio, you've got a head start on the day, and hopefully we'll give you a listing of things to do and things to look at in our Carolina Outdoors. For those of you who are joining us via podcast any time of the day around the world, we hope that you'll be intrigued by the Carolina Outdoors and all of the things that we have here to enjoy. I'm Bill Barty, and each week I come in to break down the different things in our Carolina Outdoors and some of the people that are making the Carolina Outdoors interesting. Now, of course, here this time of year, we have hunting season that is in vogue and in session, as well as the fishing season. The state is stocking several of our streams. The delayed harvest waters are now open for catch and release. No keeping on those waters. The hatchery-supported streams are enjoying cooler water temperatures and healthy water flow. All of that's going on. We're preparing for the leaf change that always happens here in the Carolinas, especially in western North Carolina. The higher altitude mountains and peaks, that will begin. And of course, the cooler weather reduces haze and lets all of us enjoy better scenes, better views, and more comfortable air quality wherever we may be. I'm Bill Barty, one of the outdoor guys from Jesse Brown's, and one of the, I guess, top participated in outdoor sports, if you will. In fact, there are two of them that nobody would ever guess, one of which is bird watching, where over 70 million people enjoy that sport, whether it be just leisurely out their kitchen window, or maybe they get out there and enjoy bird watching and counting the population and species of birds in our area. The other that has so many people that participate in it, and all of us can participate in it, is looking up into the dark fall sky. Now, as I said, the haze is reduced, the clarity and air quality is awesome. If you're in a place that is dark, which again, here in the Charlotte metro area is a little bit more difficult, but if you can head outside of the cities that make up the Charlotte metro area where it is a little darker, and again, those of you who are waking up early on a Saturday morning, you have a head start on all of this. If you do get out there, this is some of what you'll see during the month of October 2020. Much of this comes from Astronomy Essentials, and I will document and attribute that as we go through it. But in the Northern Hemisphere, where we are here in early October, some of what we just got to enjoy this week is the harvest moon. Now, this year, the moon has company because one of our planets is very, very, very bright. What planet is that? The brilliant red planet Mars. It is out in the south to southwest sky here in early October. They're kind of close, but you will notice, of course, the non-glimmering planet Mars. So on the mornings of October 2nd and 3rd, what we enjoyed in the east is Venus and the bright star Regulus. Those are both out there. And of course, we're going to enjoy two full moons in the month of October. And that is something to enjoy for sure. Two full moons, one of which is coming about on Halloween of this year. So let's talk about October 13th, because Mars will stay bright. It's going to stay bright. In fact, the red planet is going to outshine all the other planets throughout the entire month of October. Now, it's going to reach what astronomers call opposition. Now, all of our Carolina Outdoor listeners may wonder, what is opposition? Of course, election season, so we know a lot about opposition. That's going on for sure. But in astronomy, opposition is the point in orbit where the planet Mars is opposite of the sun from the perspective on Earth. Now, this opposition is going to occur with Mars on October 13th. That helps with the brightness. That's also the time when it is closest to Earth, which makes it appear brighter than at any other point of the year. So you're going to be able to easily spot it here in mid-October as that comes about, as it will be glowing orange, standing out amongst all of those white stars. It's going to first appear in the east around sunset, but will climb high in the southern sky in the middle of the night, swinging west in the hours before sunrise. So if you're listening to the Carolina Outdoors early on a Saturday morning, kind of look toward the south and west to enjoy the prominent Mars planet. And this will be prominent, remain prominent throughout the rest of the fall season. Of course, Jupiter and Saturn, those two large planets, won't be as bright as Mars, but they're also going to be visible out there in the south or southern sky throughout October after sunset, before setting in the west around midnight or so in the middle of the night. So what else is happening as far as stargazing and sky viewing in the month of October for everyone out there in the Carolina outdoors? Later in the month of October, specifically, actually, October 20th and 21st, one of the best meteor showers of the season is set to peak on those two dates. It's going to be the evening of October 20th. So mark that in your little black book. The evening or night of October 20th into the early hours of October 21st. So that's a Tuesday and a Wednesday morning. The Orionids will feature about 20 meteors per hour on that 20th of October evening, with the greatest number of meteors expected just after midnight. Now, for many, this does not sound extraordinary, 20 meteors per hour, but it's going to be the last meteor shower in the Northern Hemisphere for fair weather sky watchers before the cooler, colder, wintry conditions arrive in November, December, and January, when there will be more meteor showers. But here in the month of October, that is the time to get the best viewing of the Orionids. So this year, as the moon will be below the horizon nearly all night long during that 20th to 21st evening, there will be little natural light pollution in the sky. That's something that we're not enjoying now, as we just had our full moon here at the beginning of October, which is emitting a ton of light out there. So if you're outside of a city, and the light pollution that your city or town may emit, if you get outside that, you will be able to enjoy a great Orionid meteor shower. So the one following that are the Leonids meteor shower, which is going to be on in middle of November, and the Geminids in mid-December. So carrying on, if you're just joining us here on the Carolina Outdoors, I'm Bill Barty from Jesse Brown's, talking a little bit about not hiking and not fishing right now, not hunting or biking or kayaking or any of the other sports that we like to celebrate each week on the Carolina Outdoors. Not doing that. We're talking a little bit about what you will see in the Carolina sky if you get up early on a Saturday or any time during the month of October and look up. Look up into the dark Carolina night or early morning sky, and what will you see? We're enjoying two full moons in the month of October. We just had the full harvest moon at the 1st of October, and on Halloween night, the blue moon is going to happen. So it's going to be different this Saturday, October 31st. The first time since 2001, a full moon will fill the sky on Halloween night, illuminating neighborhoods for trick-or-treaters. Except I don't think we're going to be trick-or-treating as much here in 2020 for Halloween. But still, instead of going door-to-door with the COVID-19 situation and all of that, we will enjoy the view from the moon, the full blue moon that's going to be going on. What gives it the title of blue moon? It doesn't really appear blue, but it may add a little extra scare in the air for those who are superstitious. The first full moon, again, we call it the harvest moon. It was October 1st. Just a few days ago before the airing here of the Carolina Outdoors. That is the nickname, the harvest moon is given to the full moon closest to the autumnal equinox. So that's where the harvest moon comes into. This will not happen again until the year 2039. So we hope that you will get out there and enjoy that. We're talking about the month of October, a meteor shower, two full moons, and a whole lot more to see in the October sky here on the Carolina Outdoors. So you'll oftentimes hear me introduce myself as Bill Bartee, one of the outdoor guys from Jesse Brown's. Well, what does that mean? Jesse Brown is one of Charlotte's premier, if not the premier, outdoor specialty outfitter, located in the Sharon Corner Shopping Center in the heart of the South Park Shopping District. We invite you to stop by jessebrowns.com, our website, to shop, but also keep up and see some of the things that we have going on. What else to do is follow along our Facebook and Instagram pages. Those are two ways that we like to communicate, besides here on the podcast/radio show, Carolina Outdoors. So we invite you to check out some of the things that we have going on those different platforms that we celebrate at Jesse Brown's. But the most important platform that we invite you to is our store. Again, Sharon Corners, located in the heart of the South Park Shopping District. We are the upstairs outdoor store. So if you show up in the South Park area, stop by Sharon Corners, go up the stairs, or we do also offer free elevator rides. Our hours, 10 a.m. until 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday, and we're also open 12 to 5 on Sunday. Please stop by. Back to our Facebook page. We have several posts of things happening around the store. Segments of the Carolina Outdoors are also residing there, but we also try to keep up with things that are happening around the world and right here in the Carolinas or on the Eastern Seaboard. So with that being said, I want to share something that we just pulled a few weeks ago from Charlotte Stories. It's posted on our Facebook page. You're able to go over there. Maybe we'll talk about this later on the next segment of the Carolina Outdoors. But the title, Grainy Images of Possible Bigfoot Captured on North Carolina's Lake James. So a series of photos of what many believe to be Bigfoot have gone viral after a North Carolina man posted them to a Bigfoot Facebook group. So here's what the caption was, and again, this is from Charlotte Stories, and we do have this on the Jesse Brown's Facebook page. Hey folks, quote, hope everyone is having a great weekend. Bigfoot 911 admin went out on a recon mission last night by boat on Lake James, and I wanted to share with you some of what we got. Now keep in mind, the pictures are stills taken from a night vision camera. We had knocks, whoops, and lots of movement. The area where we were, it would only be accessible by boat. You would be able to walk into the site, but it's a good 4 mile walk. So I am confident there was no human contamination. Time these pictures were taken, 2:30 a.m. And the pictures are posted. Also, that's unquote. Also, I would like to say that I did not know this, but outside of the Pacific Northwest, North Carolina is the largest hotspot for Bigfoot sightings and lore. Now, the North Carolina Facebook group, Bigfoot 911, was started in 2014 after a group of local investigators started to share tips, stories, and photos from the McDowell County area, and they've started the Bigfoot Festival that we've reported on here on the Carolina Outdoors before. That festival is in Marion, North Carolina, going on to its third year. I will tell you, we have those grainy pictures up, and I couldn't find the Bigfoot. So it's super grainy, but I invite you to go over, check it out. Hey, also, in a bit of more concerning news, up on the Appalachian Trail, a crowd of campers. Of course, we want everyone to get outdoors and enjoy our outdoors, but please remember to take up your trash when you are leaving. So we had, and this is from Backpacker Magazine, backpackermagazine.com. This article written out, Jack Dalio has written this. The title of the article, "A Crowd of Campers Trashed the Max Patch Area of the Appalachian Trail." So we have the pictures up, but Braden, who went on a half-mile trek up to Max Patch's lower shelf area for a night camping there on the 4,600-foot treeless summit, it apparently had been a party area for a lot of campers. Braden, who hikes under the name Plug It In Hikes, Max Patch usually has no more than five campers at its peak at a time. But that weekend that he was up there, 30 to 40 tents. Campers had left the bog littered with whiskey bottles, doggy bags, and other waste. An aerial photograph is on the Jesse Brown's Facebook page. So these scenes are becoming more common in wild places across the entire country. It's because our outdoor spaces have become a little bit more crowded due to the pandemic. Ben Lawhon, who's been on the Carolina Outdoors before, the Leave No Traces education director out in Colorado, visitation there in Colorado has increased 33%. So people are getting out there, but many of them may be uneducated. And that's part of what we're going to do here on the Carolina Outdoors, is to remind people to pick up your trash when you're leaving. Stephen Reinhold of the Appalachian Adventure Company, who lives out there near Max Patch, is in the article talking about a solution. He believes that solution is to increase infrastructure and amenities in wild areas. Reinhold, according to Stephen Reinhold, natural spaces like Max Patch could benefit from more trash receptacles, restrooms, and even parking spaces. So I don't know what you may think out there as you're listening to the Carolina Outdoors of that. That is a tough one. Reinhold did create hashtag trash tag to encourage users on social media to snap photos of themselves picking up trash and cleaning it up a little bit. Hashtag trash tag has been seen more than 50 million uses across all social media platforms. I don't know what you think about that. Restroom facilities, trash bins, recycle bins. Wow. In our outdoor wild. Hey, with that quickly, the Catawba Riverkeeper is having the river sweep. You can go over to catawbariverkeeper.org or catawbariversweep.org to participate. If you're waking up early on a Saturday, October 3rd, thousands of neighbors, church groups, scout groups, all come together with the Catawba Watery River Basin to clean it up. There's several different locations. Just head over to that website, catawbariversweep.org. And as we do usually at the end of each segment or at the end of a program each week, we say, remember to get outdoors and pick up your trash. We're going to say it right now at the bottom of this segment, and we're going to come back with more of the Carolina Outdoors.